I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute, because life isn't perfect. In fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference. We're joined by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties. The holiday stress, don't just think about the adults. We got to think about the kids as well. What is it like for teenagers around this time of the year?
Being a teenager has never been easy, but right now it's especially heavy. Teens today are navigating academic pressure, social media, world events, and constant comparison, all while their brains are still developing. Anxiety and depression in teens are far more common than many parents realize, and they don't always look the way we expect. Sometimes anxiety shows up as constant worry, irritability, or physical complaints like stomach aches and headache. And depression might look like withdrawal, loss of interest in things they once loved, changes in sleep or appetite, or a sudden drop in grades. And sometimes it looks like anger, shutting down, or saying, "I'm fine," when everything else says otherwise. I've heard parents say, "I thought this was just a phase," or "I didn't want to overreact." But here's the truth. When it comes to mental health, paying attention is never an overreaction. Warning signs to watch for include ongoing sadness, hopelessness, increased isolation, risky behavior, talking about feeling like a burden, or comments about not wanting to be here anymore. Those are signals that your teen needs support right now. And if a teen ever talks about hurting themselves, expresses suicidal thoughts, or you feel that something just isn't right, trust your instincts. That's the moment to reach out for help. Parents and teens should know all about 988. You can call or text the hotline anytime, 24 hours a day. Teens can reach out themselves, and parents can call for some guidance too. It's confidential, judgment-free, and focused on keeping young people safe. Checking in, asking questions, and seeking help sends a powerful message to teens. Your feelings matter, and you don't have to handle this alone. Anxiety and depression are not personal failures. They're health issues, and help works. With support, teens can and do get through this. And reminding them of that may be the most important thing we do.
So check in on your loved ones and take care of yourself. And remember, no matter what life throws your way, a few small changes can make all the difference. So join us each week on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps towards a better life, thanks to Starlight by Ohio Guidestone.